today.
Congressman who says he was shoved out the door for health care gets slimed on the Hill, or does he? We'll talk about that here on America Tonight. Also, crazy statistic I happened to learn today when I was going through a bunch of internet sites, but it is true, it's not a hoax. 1 in 6 Americans are infected with herpes? I don't know anyone who has herpes. So what's going on with that? Somehow that gets lost. I thought we were all coming down with swine flu, but apparently people are coming down with herpes. What does it all mean? We'll jump into that. And probably the worst headline that I saw was these new rules that might forbid us all, those of us who like to take that fishing rod and throw it out there in some of the coastal areas, some of the Great Lakes, and even those inland waters. That's kind of where I grew up, on the Jersey Shore. Some new rules might not allow us to drop those fishing lines. Yikes. And there is more of a ripple effect for those ID cards, the national ID card that's being talked about. Yeah. Well, there are more reverberations, is probably the better way to put it, across the nation once people are starting to get wind of this whole idea and that it's for real. It's not just a fantasy. It really could be happening pretty soon somewhere in a town near you. With that said, here we go. Square one, Kate Delaney, the name of the show, America Tonight. Remember, the show is for all of you, and it's about the conversation all around the globe and here in our own neck of the woods, left, south, and everywhere in between and in the east. You can always chime in and throw in your 2 cents by jingling these numbers, 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. If you decide to latch on to something we're talking about and you don't have a cell phone and you're driving around somewhere, good luck trying to find a payphone. I don't know why I'm bringing this up right at the top. Today I was running, and I ran by a Chevron station, the one station that had a big phone booth outside of it. And I noticed that, I don't know if they took the phone away or somebody ripped off the phone, but the phone was gone. So I thought, man, somebody stops, their cell phone doesn't have juice, they don't have a way to connect the cell phone in the car, I mean, who knows what, and they can't even find a little old payphone anywhere. Do you notice that? You see cell phone, I mean, regular phones rather, not cell phones, regular phones, payphones, when you're shopping somewhere in the mall, I don't know, outside of the grocery stores. I really think pretty much almost all of the phones are history. Even at the airport, I noticed I had a hard time trying to locate a payphone. Well, things could change for us as far as locating you and I if it comes down to the national ID card. And I brought this up on our last show just a little bit, just briefly, some broad strokes. But the Wall Street Journal, I think today, did a big story on what we were talking about, the fact that what's pretty much at the center of this new immigration plan that's being discussed is the ID card. Now, here's how it would work. Under this plan that has not been passed, it's not been voted on, any of that, but it's being discussed. Under this new plan, all legal U.S. workers, including citizens and immigrants, would be issued these ID cards, okay? And the ID card would have your info. It would be embedded with information, fingerprints. That would be one of the number one things on the card. So it would tie you to the work, to your work, wherever you work. Can you imagine? So the ID, and this is the reason why, because I think it would spread to so many other things. It's one of the top plans being discussed and a way to overhaul immigration, according to some of the people on the Hill, heavily backed by Chuck Schumer in New York. And he's got help across the aisle with Lindsey Graham, you know, the longtime senator from South Carolina. They're going to meet with the president later this week. I think I mentioned that when I talked about it before. And the White House right now, knowing that this biometric card is radioactive, because a lot of people don't like the idea, they haven't really taken any kind of a stand on this. To me, what Schumer says is he says it's the way to solve the dilemma of immigration. If somebody comes over, you have to have a card. You have to be fingerprinted. You have to have it. You can't get a job when you come here. So it would put the brakes on illegal immigration. Well, let's just say to that, if there's a way to counterfeit almost anything, which there is, there's always a way to find an angle. I have a feeling there'd be a way to find an angle here. If people that are in the country illegally have phony Social Security numbers and they were able to do that, I still think, even with fingerprinting, there might be a way to crack the biometric card. But to me, forget all that. The biggest objection I have to the ID card is the fact that the government is just enabling them. It's like giving them a GPS to who I am and where I am, which they probably already know. And they probably know, everybody listening to me, they probably might know the same thing about you, but I don't want to go Logan's Run. I don't want to have a card that, first of all, I don't want another card that I have to find. I can barely remember half of my passwords and passcodes and everything else now. And the last thing I want is some ID card that I have to keep track of. And geez, if I can't find it, I can't get on the plane. Now, you can make the argument, well, don't you have to do that with your license or your passport or your birth certificate or any of that? Yeah, but the idea that I would have to be fingerprinted and it would be in a system, I think it absolutely violates privacy laws across the board. I mean, absolutely to me. And I also mentioned this last time around that the ACLU, which I rarely agree with anything that they're doing, they're taking a stand against it, saying that fingerprinting every American and treating us like criminals in order to work is just wrong. That to work you would have to get this card. And it would spread. It would spread to other things. It would probably spread to voting. They have cards like this in other countries. I have mentioned I spent time in Ecuador, and in Ecuador you carry a voting card which has your information, the fingerprinting, the whole thing. And in fact, if you don't vote, it's against the law not to vote, theoretically, in Ecuador. If you don't vote, you can't leave the country until you cast a vote for whatever the election is, particularly the presidential elections there. And, I mean, I hate the idea. And to try to argue, well, we all have Social Security cards. Yeah, but, geez, to me, there's just one step. This is one step in the wrong direction. I mean, should really American workers and then eligible, quotes, eligible people in this country, immigrants in this country, have this biometric ID card? Geez, what do you think? You want to run around with a biometric ID card? Eh. And I've also brought this up before, too, and you may be familiar with this. Some people are working in places where they have an online system called E-Verify, and that checks whether or not you're in the U.S. legally. I like that idea. A lot of businesses don't because it costs them a pretty penny to implement it, but I think this is really the way to go. You might disagree, agree, or really have no opinion whatsoever on this. 800, that's the beauty of America tonight. We talk about so many things. 800-259-5791. The financial guru of ATN, Saul Album, is in the wings. We'll talk to him next.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 Saul Palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Who is Sam Andy? Sam Andy Foods is life insurance in a can. Life insurance you can eat. Sam Andy Foods has been serving loyal customers worldwide for over 50 years. Why so long? Simple. Sam Andy Foods have perfected the taste and quality of low-moisture foods. Foods that last 15 to 25 years. And that's made us an industry leader among families, sportsmen, outdoorsmen, churches, schools, people living in remote areas, U.S. troops in wartime, and many others. Sam Andy is America's leading supplier of over 100 high-quality, low-moisture products and everything you need to survive in any emergency. Visit SamAndy.com today for your free full-color catalog and free trial subscription to the Survival Times newsletter. That's SamAndy.com. Just like it sounds, SamAndy.com. Or call toll-free 1-888-331-0358. Your one-stop shop for everything your family needs to prepare for any emergency. Sam Andy Foods. Life insurance in a can.
Mentioning the story about that oil executive from Houston who was missing his family, was distraught. Boy, they were handing out flyers. They did find his body in the Mississippi River. So what do the police suspect? We'll give you the latest on that one. Hey, if you've been investing in the stock market, you know, the whole idea, of course, is to diversify. And how many times have we said that on America Tonight when people have started to talk about, geez, what do? I don't have any kind of a pension or whatever. You probably, the last couple of days, you might be smiling because the stocks have certainly risen after we kind of hit bottom maybe a year and a half ago. Who better to talk about all that financial stuff with than the financial guru of ATM? We have him on every couple of weeks, Saul Album. Hey, Saul.
Hey, Kate. Yeah, stocks are up about 70, depending on what index you look at, about 74% of the trailing, that means just the last, from this day, 12 months backwards, 365 days backwards, about 70%. That's right.
Do you attribute some of this to job growth and that there's this push to create more jobs and there's less cutting of jobs, perhaps?
You know, that's a great question, and I was listening to two friends of mine who are both hedge fund managers discuss this, and I've come to the conclusion that I agree with George Soros that when interest rates are low, it creates bubbles. And that's what we have with the stocks, is that it's just, you know, 1-2% cheap money on the short term, and 10% bonds or 10-year bonds are paying about less than 5%. So it's just real cheap money out there. It's just real easy to put money to work, which is the whole point of having low interest rates. So we've kind of created a big bubble, and that's what happens. I credit it actually not to jobs, because our real employment rates, unemployment rate is around 20%. It's a simple fact that we have low interest rates. So that's what happens. You have bubbles when you have low interest rates.
All right, so look for those low interest rates. It's interesting. I agree with you about the jobs, by the way. I think that number is much higher than the 10% that's floating around out there. And then it doesn't even include, Saul, as you know, so many people. I mean, you and I both know people like this, so many people who are underemployed.
Oh, yeah, yeah, it's really tough. It's like, if you're not working, it used to be the joke where a couple months ago was, you're the joker, working two jobs, taking the job from me, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now it's I'm working three jobs, and now taking the third job away from the guy with two jobs, right? So it's real tough out there, and I'm sure all your listeners are feeling the pain. Oil's going up a little bit, around $80 a barrel, we're not the only country that are having problems.
No, certainly not. We'll talk about that in a second, the problem with Greece, and then forecasting down the road about Japan. There's been a lot of conversation about that. But first, let's talk about the dollar. What's going on with the dollar? Seeing a bounce back there on the dollar. How about that? And you talked about the record low interest rate. So, what does that do ultimately to the dollar?
Well, the largest short position. Okay, it's been so while since I've been in media, so I gotta forgive me if I keep using all these financial terms. Basically a bunch of rich guys, hedge fund managers, have been betting that the dollar will go down. And they've been doing that. The problem is, we're saying, well, hey, things are so terrible here in the U.S., let's bet the dollar goes down. Well, guess what? Things in the rest of the world are the rest of the developing world are worse. So the British pound has appreciated against us, and many other the euro has appreciated against the dollar. The yen has strengthened against the dollar in the other way, and a lot of them have gotten hurt pretty bad. So we're going to see the U.S. dollar move up and down just in our trading range where we are, because even though we're not fundamentally sound, we're still better than the other joker. It's like being kind of the geeky. Being the kind of the medium pretty girl in the room full of ugly girls. It's like you're going to get asked out, even though you're not the
prettiest,
the best looking.
Yeah, no kidding. Okay, so speaking of looking good and not looking so good, what's happening with Japan? There's been a lot of discussion lately on the Japanese, and you were talking about, you mentioned the yen briefly. So why is Japan in trouble, and why are they going to see more trouble coming up down the road?
Okay. First, the easiest place to hide is right in front of you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Like all these mortgage-backed securities, this was going on for a long time. People were watching it. People knew about Greece. So it's just a matter of catching on to the collective, to the average person out there. So, we talked about this about 2 weeks ago, and I've been hearing rumblings about Japan, for the better part of 6 months, but it really came to a head about 4 months ago, 3 months ago. So it's good that we finally get a chance to talk about this. Right now, Japan ran a budget deficit last year of 40%. Now that might not. Now, so we have to give them credit because they let us win. Now we did run a 45% budget deficit, but they're running 40%. Now that's where things sound bad and start to get worse. Currently, I'm going to throw out a bunch of statistics and we can talk about the result of this. So mm-hmm. Let's get a little doomy and gloomy.
Okay.
Right now, the 35% of Japan's budget, meaning that, the money that they go in goes just to pay interest rates alone. That's it. Okay. About 45% of their gross domestic product, meaning that the income coming in for the entire year is due this year, 2010, meaning that they got to find buyers for 45% of their gross domestic product this year, okay? Now, it gets worse. Okay, so 45%. 100% of their gross domestic product comes due within 5 years. Right now, they have a declining population. Their savings rates have plummeted over the last 12 years from 18%. Remember, we always talk about the Chinese and the
sure.
Japanese being great savers, remember?
Right, right.
Okay. Well, guess what? That's declined. Now it's 2% and declining faster.
Wow, from 18% to 2%.
That's right.
Oh, that's
right.
Terrible.
I'm not making this up.
Yeah, that's
bad. You know, whatever we always talk about, Kate, I encourage your listeners just to Google it. I mean, a lot of things are just so obvious that it's like I'm really surprised people aren't
still realizing it. Yeah.
I mean, you just Google it. Okay. So, okay, what else? Okay. So, the national ratio of so now when you add up all of their national debt and their guarantees and things like that, the Japanese government owes 200% of gross domestic product. Okay, that's 200%. Now remember, we're crying over here about 90% debt to country. So here's the bottom line for everybody to listen. So why is this? What's going to be a catalyst, and what does this mean? So bottom line is, Japanese have been buying their own debt. They've been servicing it. So they have to start, or put it this way, the Japanese people have been buying their own debt, and eventually they're running out of money. So they're going to have to look outside their country to finance their debt. Okay, now right now they're paying about 1.5%. Well, guess what? Remember we told you the savings rate is now 2%. It's going to go negative. That means they got to look elsewhere. Well, that means they have to offer competitive rates. They have to, instead, remember we always talked about, or we always read about Japan having 1% interest rates. Well, that means they're going to have to start offering 6% rates like Greece, okay? So
wow.
If that goes up, remember, that's right, they're paying 1% interest rate and 35% of their budget. Now, what happens when that goes up six times, right? Now,
they
pay 6%, that breaks the bank.
Yeah, no kidding, huh? Well, great explanation, by the way. Yeah, it's obviously very ugly in Japan, and they're pedaling fast.
Right.
What are they going to do? You know, they're stuck. Absolutely. Always fun to talk to you, my friend. If somebody wants to shoot you an email, where can they find you again?
TexasAtlanticCapital.com.
TexasAtlanticCapital.com. Easy to remember. So we'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
I'll have my ID card ready.
Yeah, that we'll have a conversation about that. Coming up on the flip side, the Toyota conundrum. Hang with us.
How would you feel with normal blood pressure? How would you feel with a normal cholesterol reading without the drugs? What if you could avoid bypass surgery? Would it not be nice to have your heart beat regularly again? To have a sex life again? All these benefits and more can be yours when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. But please, don't take our word for it. Listen to what our customers say.
I've been on the Heart and Body Extract since 2006 and will remain on it for life. Thank you, Heart and Body Extract.
Read more of these amazing testimonials at hbextract.com. Your effective 100% organic herbal treatment for heart and body health is now available at hbextract.com. Get Heart and Body Extract at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5300. Look for free bonus 1213 at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract today.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, at OffTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OffTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
I have about 15 wild food guides on my bookshelf, which left me wondering if I even needed another book. Boy, was I wrong. My knowledge exploded to an entire universe of wild foods.
In olden days, it was the norm to know which plants are edible and which are not.
Dear Linda, just wanted to let you know I received your book today.
Wow. I watched the DVD last night. I was awestruck. What wonderful work you have done. This information can bless many people. Thank you. Again.
Thanks again.
Your book has given me the most hope and inspiration. Thank you.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at ofthefield.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know there is a growing number of researchers who agree that 90% of all disease begins in the colon? Did you know that 80% of all Americans suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? If allowed, our bodies are capable of healing themselves. The key to optimal health is not only what we eat, but also a healthy digestive system and a strong immune system. At Freshwater Organics, we offer FPP, a daily organic supplement that helps eliminate parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely. FPP, or fossilized phytoplankton powder, has been used worldwide for thousands of uses and is now available from Freshwater Organics. In addition, we offer an entire line of products to help cleanse waste and toxins, strengthen your immune system, and improve your overall well-being. Make FreshwaterOrganics.com your first stop for organic and natural supplements at the best prices. Visit FreshwaterOrganics.com. Again, that's FreshwaterOrganics.com, or request your free catalog by mail by calling 888-949-3570.
Making fun of Toyota, late night comedians are. We've had our own little jabs at the automaker, but in reality, what is going to happen to this company? Many of you called in the other night, and you were throwing your thoughts in about Toyota, and that, you know, hey, there's no reason for panic because of this recall. And I've gotten some interesting emails as well, and I also posted something on Facebook, and I'm going to let you hear what some of the people said on Facebook. But first, before we get to that on ATN, the class action suits, and that's the first thing I thought. I mean, this is ripe for a lawsuit. Right now, Toyota owners are claiming that the safety recalls are causing the value of their cars to plummet. So they filed about 89 class action lawsuits that could cost the auto giant billions. I mean, billions. If you talk to anybody in the legal field, you know, it doesn't take long. Pull out the calculator and start to divide all this up. The sheer number of cases involving those in the United States who own Toyotas that are claiming lost value, $6 million or more, could prove pretty costly, adding up to losses maybe $3 billion or perhaps a little bit more than that. So you put this together with the problems with the recalls and all that other sort of stuff. It's pretty scary that they're really on the verge of having to pay big bucks. And then if it goes further down the line, it could affect jobs in the United States. And, you know, a super huge injury case could be maybe $20 million. But then you have all these individual car owners, and then they could be, you know, owed $1,000 here or there. So I think, and some lawyers think, it's not so much the big cases. It sounds like, ooh, you know, class action suit. Oh, my gosh, that's brutal. But if you have enough people that step forward, think of how many people drive a Toyota. That's the thing that could be really, really, really crippling. So the judge has to decide whether all the claims filed by Toyota drivers across the nation can be combined in a single legal action, that class action that I mentioned, or you could have separate claims, and then there could be all kinds of different things, trials, settlements, you know, whatever. It just depends on the reason for the suit. And now we're not talking about the deaths. We're talking about people saying that their Toyota value has gone down. You know, the Bible of knowing what the value of a car is the Kelley Blue Book. So if you look at the resale value of recalled Toyotas, you're talking about how much more it's dropped, an average of 3.5%. So that ranges from 300 less for maybe a Corolla is what's being estimated in the Kelley Blue Book to $750 less for a Sequoia. And that's, you know, that's significant. You know how it is. You've taken great care of the car, and normally a Toyota, if you look at any of your local newspapers, you know, the auto papers were selling cars, you look at the Toyotas, and because normally the reliability of the Toyota factor, it'd be a great reseller. And now it's, you know, it's dropping off in value, of course, because of the things that have happened. And it didn't help any when you had the situation in San Diego where you had the runaway Prius. Thanks to chips, nobody was hurt. The guy ended up stopping his car. It was just at lunch hour when it happened. So I posed the question on Facebook and talked about the fact that you had the runaway Prius, and I have some friends who want to dump their Toyotas, and I posed the question, what would you do? And some of the answers I got were interesting. One guy said, I would get rid of all Priuses. They're ugly. Another guy said, buy American. Somebody else said, dump them where they'll do some good, then buy American. And then a car dealer said, come trade the Toyota with us. Somebody else chimed in. I think it's my sister-in-law, actually. She never gets on Facebook, but found it. I love my RAV4, no trading for me. Definitely a problem exists, but should be fixable. Don't cave to mass hysteria. This was another one. This has seen a lot of news at the benefit of the government-owned car companies. And that's a good point. So it's true. Since the government has their hand in the till now, and the other automakers, they love this stuff. Of course, fuel that fire. Then I got another email saying it might be fixable, but what happens if you don't make it through the part where it isn't fixed yet? I've been in a Prius with somebody else driving that took off unexpectedly. This was about 8 months ago before we ever heard of a problem. Luckily, that one stopped, but it was pretty scary. Quite often, things don't get fixed without mass hysteria. Then I got a couple of funnies. Dumping Toyota would be a great name for a band. That's like a rim shot there. And here's another one. Maybe Toyota can supply its owners with Fred and Barney drivers. That's just terrible. So a lot of different opinions on what, in fact, happens with Toyota. Will people cave in or just decide, forget it, I'm off the Toyota bandwagon? Or, you know, does the problem go away? And, yes, there's going to be some lawsuits, and they're going to have to pay out big time, certainly. I don't doubt that. But is it something, when we say it's fixable, does it get fixed across the board, and this just becomes one of those things? It's like recalls of any other kind. You remember the Tylenol recall where there were people who died, actually, from Tylenol, how awful that was, and people were talking about it forever. Oh, Tylenol's going down. They're going to just, that's it. Nobody's ever going to take Tylenol again. And sure enough, how many people take Tylenol? Go to your grocery store and or your pharmacy, and you'll see Tylenol flies off the shelf. This may be one of those cases where people like Toyotas. They drive Toyotas. They're not happy about what's happening. Maybe they get a little money from Toyota, but then they move on and they still keep the same car, the Corolla, whatever it is that they're driving in. Here's an interesting thing, and it's not relatable to the Toyota, but to cars in general. And I, before I came on the air, I just happened to come across this story, and it's something my dad used to always tell me this. Be careful when you go into a, when you're at a gas station, because, you know, you don't want to have anything catch on fire when you're pumping gas. And the reason, and that sounds odd to say that, but the reason he told me that is because I grew up in Jersey where you couldn't pump your own gas. It was illegal. So suddenly when I was out doing, you know, the massive career thing and I was traveling all over the place, I had to pump gas. And the very first time I pumped gas, some guy had to help me. I had no clue even how to do it. I mean, I knew you pulled the nozzle up, but I really didn't know much about pumping gas. So now in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, they say a gas station, a guy who pulled in to just to get some gas, sadly died when static electricity ignited a fire when he was filling up his tank. Oh, it's just a terrible story. His 19-year-old kid pulls in, he's getting gas. The gas station people, along with those who have the equipment, an equipment expert, say the only other fatality from a static-generated fire was in Oklahoma about a decade ago. So they say it's rare, but it's what happens is, now you know what I'm going to say here. Some of you know what I'm going to say. You have a pump without a vapor thing on it, a recovery thing. And somebody who generates, who comes in and they generate static electricity during fueling would cause that fire, would cause that spark. The static is usually discharged safely before somebody begins fueling up. Man, Matt, isn't that the worst story ever? 19-year-old kid just, boom, pulling in to get gas. He's not thinking this is the end of it for him. And sadly, there he was, putting the nozzle into the gas tank, and it, you know, he catches on fire. It ignites, and boom, he's dead.
Yeah, that's scary. I remember, because they always have these warnings out there, and no one ever pays attention to them.
No.
And there's even the no
cigarette
cell phone.
Smokers, yes. Yeah,
no cell phones, no cigarettes. But it, honestly, if you're smoking a cigarette by the gas
tank, that's ridiculous, yeah.
That's kind of some Darwin issue right there, and just natural process taking over, because anybody who's smoking while they're filling up isn't too smart, in my opinion.
What about people that pull in, and, you know, you're talking about the whole thing with the gas station, and they, as you said, on the cell phone, that's scary to me. I have seen people do the cigarette thing, or, and some people believe this, that you leave, if you leave the car running, there's a chance you could catch it on fire, you could do something that could ignite it.
I don't know, because I've had to do that before, just because it was so cold that my car was having trouble starting, and so I just left it running because I was told that it's not that big of a deal.
Oh, wait, maybe not that big? You were told it was not that big of a deal?
Yeah, so I don't know. That's what I was told, and so I go with that. I didn't have any problems.
I don't know.
Somebody can call in and prove me wrong.
I was told the opposite. I don't know, America. What do you think? I was told that you don't want to leave the car running.
Well, I wasn't filling it up to the brim, though, so maybe that's different. I was just putting a little bit in.
Oh, please don't catch on fire because you foolishly leave your car on.
A free gasoline fight?
Yes. Oh, I feel bad for this kid. That's terrible. I wouldn't have. I mean, he's not thinking that's going to happen. He pulls in the gas station, boom, and then he catches on fire as a result of that static electricity. Always interesting here in America Tonight. 800-259-5791. If you want to join the conversation, please do so. Meet you on the flip side. We've got some great odds and ends to talk about.
We're now in 2010. Change is the buzzword. Politics are changing in the negative direction. How about positive change? Thousands of customers have experienced positive change. Yes, thousands. How? By logging on to GetTheTea.com. Thousands of people have lost weight or felt better or experienced extra energy just by drinking Life Change Tea. Now, that's why they called it Life Change Tea, because it changes your life for the positive. Life Change Tea's natural ingredients go to work on your body, cleansing harmful chemicals and toxins from your system, which makes you fat and lethargic. Do you want a life change? Log on and join the thousands. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Oh, and by the way, it tastes great. So call us right now. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Life Change Tea is a proud member of the Better Business Bureau.
For safety, you lock doors, set alarms, buy antivirus software, maybe even have a watchdog. Do you care as much about your air and water? Lock out harmful poisons from entering your body with airandaqua.com. Using purification devices from airandaqua.com allows you to enjoy safety and security with every breath you make and every sip you take. For free shipping on purchases, discounts, and newsletters, visit airandaqua.com or call 866-380-2782. Shop airandaqua.com and purify your life.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
A revolution in smoking is underway. A revolution all smokers of traditional cigarettes should know about. Keep listening for a special offer from PowerVapor.com. Standard tobacco cigarettes contain over 4,000 harmful chemicals. Now it's time to release yourself from the grip of big tobacco and experience true smoking freedom. PowerVapor.com is an e-cigarette with the look, feel, and smoke of a real cigarette, but with no tar, no carbon monoxide, and no bad odors. Power Vapor's e-cigarettes deliver just the right amount of nicotine in a water vapor that looks and feels like real smoke. Yes, you choose from 4 levels of nicotine, and that puts you back in control. Plus, you'll enjoy 8 flavors and big savings over traditional cigarettes. Get the facts and see our demonstration video at PowerVapor.com. That's PowerVapor.com. Log on to PowerVapor.com right now for a special 10% discount and 30-day money-back guarantee. PowerVapor.com, the smoking gun heard around the world.
Topping odds and ends, Democratic Congressman Massa is saying he was pushed aside because of health care. The White House shoots back and says, well, that's just absolutely silly and ridiculous. The story broke a couple of days ago where he talked about Rahm Emanuel, the White House chief of staff, accosting him in a sense verbally when they were in a congressional locker room, and Rahm Emanuel standing there naked after taking a shower, and he's standing there naked, and he's coming up to him and saying how he has to be on board with the policies, the Obama policies, and particularly the whole budget thing and all that other sort of stuff. Now, all of this broke because he does a radio show on Sunday morning, and for the first time, he detailed specifically a bunch of events that he believes led up to the harassment complaint filed against him that forced his resignation from Congress. So Massa, who is a Democrat, accused the House Democratic leadership types of conspiring to get him out of office ahead of the reconciliation vote on health care, because his vote would be against the legislation when it went before the House. You know, if it goes before the House, he would be against it. And he was pretty clear on that. So the sexual harassment complaint was an incident during a wedding on New Year's Eve. And it was, he's dancing, having a lot to drink. And after midnight, he was with his wife, and there was a drunken male staffer with him, and he made a crazy comment to the congressman about dancing with one of the bridesmaids, and then he shot back and said something, and so apparently that got out all over the place and started what now has become this possible House Ethics Committee investigation. And the congressman says, look, the staffer who he directed the comment at never was even involved in any kind of a complaint. There was never anything here. So he's saying that this is something they trumped up, that they learned about. And the reason really was to get him out of the way because he was not going to be part of the health care votes. With his resignation, Democrats now need only 216 votes in the House to pass the bill. And the thing that really made the massive headlines, though, was the NASA saying he had this profanity-filled conversation with Rahm Emanuel when he voted against the president's health care legislation last year. And NASA says he called on Emanuel to resign for his use of profane language during a phone call and when he came up to him in the gym. It just sounds like politics as usual, doesn't it? And Rahm Emanuel, boy, he better watch his words. He apparently doesn't choose his words too carefully. He seems like he could get red hot. And he had the controversy over the poor choice of words when he used the word retarded and came back and apologized and all that stuff. And now NASA's saying, hey, listen, this guy, it's brutal. His use of profane language and trying to do the arm twisting thing. So who's zooming here? Who in this one? Who knows? It's like I said, it's politics as usual. So he's out. That makes a little bit less of a haul, just a little bit less of a haul for the House anyway. When I first jumped on the air, I said 1 in 6 Americans, I was stunned by this, is infected with herpes. 1 in 6 Americans. Honestly, I don't know anyone who has herpes. I don't. Now, I know Matt is taking a little jab at me saying, well, who do I know that would tell me, gosh, Kate, I have something terrible to tell you. I have herpes. But seriously, that's a stunning statistic to me. And this was released by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, right? And they say about 16% of Americans between 14 and 49 are infected with it. It was one of the most commonly sexually transmitted diseases. And here's the thing. There's no cure for herpes. I mean, there's different... Yeah, that's the bad news. You better know who you're fooling around with, I guess. There's no cure for it. So it's, and it depends on what type you have. It's reoccurring. It can be painful, all that other sort of stuff. There are drugs to treat the symptoms and the outbreaks. But, if you've got, if the CDC is saying that more than 80% of people with herpes don't know that they're infected, man, I mean, that's a bad deal, because that means they're a walking time bomb to other people. So then maybe the 1 in 6 makes sense. And, you know, with the other diseases that are facing people out there, how much is, and this is the bottom line here, you know, we're talking about healthcare. How much does herpes cost the healthcare system? You know what they say? $16 billion annually. Yeah. I mean, ooh, wow, crazy. That's crazy. I don't know. I guess, I'm not Dr. Laura, but if you ask Dr. Kate, I'm saying be careful out there, America. Please be careful, guys. I know. You're at the bar. Oof, you're on the hunch. You're on the prowl. Be careful.
Yeah, baby.
That's all I'm saying. It goes both ways, women too. Wow. 1 in 6. Whew. Crazy. All right, here's something else for odds and ends, and it's completely of a different nature. And this is surprising, too. I saw this headline, U.S. is considering some free wireless broadband services. Wow, that's good news, right? So the FCC isn't really saying much about how they're carrying out this plan and who would actually qualify for it. But they're talking about free wireless internet service for some Americans to increase affordable broadband service nationwide. So what does that mean? Is it an eeny, meeny, miny, mo thing? Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Free! Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger. Free! I like those odds better than Publishers Clearinghouse if they do it that way. And the idea is one way of making broadband more affordable, they're saying, is to consider the use of spectrum for a free or low-cost wireless broadband service. And it's aimed at people, because now everything is, you have to have service. And so it's aimed at people who don't, who can't afford this, or, you know, somebody who's got kids, or, you know, who needs it in the house or whatever. But how are they, again, how are they deciding on who gets it? I mean, you know, here's the thing. How much are you paying for your service? Do you have wireless service? I mean, what's the going rate? Isn't the average cost for internet usage like at least $33 a month? Could go up to higher than that if you have UVerse, if you have Time Warner, or whoever you use, up to $55. So if there's going to be free Wi-Fi, shouldn't it be for everyone? So some of us get screwed and we have to pay outrageous prices, and then others would get it for absolutely free. And you know how that is. You're fine, you're going along, you don't even, you know, you're paying for it, you're on a fixed income, a lot of you listening, you're on a fixed income. And then all of a sudden it gets jacked up. So that's just a, I mean, in a way it's not a, another unfair idea, I guess. I understand about certain people who would just no way be able to afford it, but at the same time, it raises all kinds of questions. You know, what kind of bandwidth would it have? How much of a stream would it have? And here we go again. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, like I said. Oh, please, please pick me. I don't want to pay that bill anymore. Because here's the thing, if you add it up, like I said, 30, maybe 33 being the cheapest, how much are you paying for internet service, right? And could you really survive without internet service these days? I don't think so. It's pretty tough. Maybe, because you could go to the library. Yeah, you could go to the library and use it there, but people line up and you'd have a hard time actually getting your, if you're doing resumes or whatever it is you're working on, it'd be pretty tough waiting in line to get that free computer use, which there's maybe, I don't know, 15 of them in the library. Mm-mm. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo. Catch a tiger by the toe. If it's free, let it go. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo to my house. I don't know. If you have any thoughts, send them to me, americatonight.net.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
Honestly, I don't know anyone who has herpes.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.